Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Tuesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Because you have any news headlines coming up on this Tuesday, have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, have new music from our artist of the week, Justin Timberlake, and in today's news you can use, had an interesting conversation yesterday with Lucca Shriham of GoDaddy. They are rolling out generative AI tools to help small businesses. I know this can be a controversial topic for individuals, but it's really fascinating. You're part of that conversation today. Enjoy our broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Tuesday headlines. In national news, Biden and Trump are making dueling trips to the Mexico border in Texas on Thursday, the Associated Press is reporting. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump who made dueling trips to the Mexican border in Texas on Thursday after congressional talks on a deal to rein in illegal migration collapsed. The visits underscore immigration's central importance in the 2024 presidential race and how much Biden and Trump are seeking to use the nation's broken system to their political advantage. Biden will travel to Brownsville, Texas, in the Rio Grande Valley, an area that often sees large numbers of border crossings, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said on Monday. He will meet with border agents and discuss the need for bipartisan legislation. It will be his second visit to the border as president. He visited El Paso in January of last year. He wants to make sure he puts his message out there to the American people, Jean-Pierre said. Trump, for his part, will head to Eagle Pass, Texas, about 325 miles away from Brownsville, another hotspot in the state-federal clash over border security, according to three people who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. The number of people who are illegally crossing the U.S. border has been rising for complicated reasons that include climate change, war, and unrest in other nations, the economy, and cartels that see migration as a cash cow. The administration has been pairing crackdowns at the border with increasing legal pathways for migrants designed to steer people into arriving by plane with sponsors not illegally on foot to the border. But U.S. policy right now allows for migrants to claim asylum regardless of how they arrive, and the number of migrants flowing to the U.S.-Mexico border has far outpaced the capacity of an immigration system that has not been substantially updated in decades. Arrests for illegal crossings fell by half in January, but there were record highs in December, says the Associated Press. Biden has excoriated Republicans for abandoning the bipartisan border deal after Trump came out in opposition to the plan to tighten asylum restrictions and create daily limits on border crossings. Trump, meanwhile, has dialed up his anti-migrant rhetoric, suggesting migrants are poisoning the blood of Americans. Trump's campaign says Biden's plan to visit the border is a sign that the president is on the defensive over immigration and the issue is a problem for his reelection effort. Trump's campaign press secretary said Biden was chasing Trump and is responsible for the worst immigration crisis in history. The White House announcement came after Trump's planned trip had been reported. In more national news, AT&T will give $5 to customers hit by cell phone network outage, says the Associated Press. AT&T says it will give affected customers $5 each to compensate for last week's cell phone network outage that left many without service for hours. The Dallas-based company said on its website the customers will get the $5 credit on their account within two billing cycles. The credit does not apply to AT&T Business, prepaid service, or Cricket, its low-cost service providers. AT&T said prepaid customers will have options available to them if they were impacted, although it did not elaborate on what these options might be. The outage knocked out cell phone service for thousands of its users across the U.S., starting early Thursday before it was restored. In more national news, U.S. sues to block merger of grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons, saying it could push prices higher. The Federal Trade Commission sued to block a proposed merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons, saying the $25 billion deal would eliminate competition and lead to higher prices for millions of Americans. The FTC filed an administrative complaint against the companies on Monday, which will be considered by an administrative law judge at the agency. It also filed a lawsuit with the U.S. District Court in Oregon requesting a temporary injunction blocking the merger. That lawsuit was joined by the attorneys general of 8 states and the District of Columbia. In more national news, Kenneth Mitchell, known for Star Trek and Captain Marvel roles, dies at age 49. Kenneth Mitchell, a Canadian actor known for his roles in the series Star Trek Discovery and the film Captain Marvel, has died. He had lived with a disorder called ALS, which causes paralysis and death, for more than 5 years, according to a statement from Mr. Mitchell's family posted on his social media. In Captain Marvel, he played the father of the superhero, Carol Danvers. He was also known for portraying Eric Green on the series Jericho. Joshua Dodd in the series Nancy Drew, a hockey player in the film Miracle, and appeared in several other films and television series. And finally, in entertainment news, Oppenheimer keeps devouring awards with top prize at Producers Guild, with Oscars up next for the Associated Press. With 2 weeks to go before the Oscars, Oppenheimer looks unstoppable. Director and producer Christopher Nolan's tale of the life of J. Robert Oppenheimer and the birth of the atomic age won the top prize Sunday at the 35th Producers Guild of American Awards, a frequent predictor of Oscar Best Picture winners, the night after doing the same at the Screen Actor Guild Awards. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Tuesday, everyone, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Failure is not an option. There is nothing shameful about stumbling on your journey in life. The only disgrace would be in not getting up, dusting yourself off, and continuing forward. The difficulty should only strengthen your resolve that there is something greater for you right around the corner, so let's get about getting to it. Have an amazing Tuesday. Justin Timberlake is the artist of the week this week. Here's his brand new single, Drown, with him, Conversation Daily News.
Surface. Should've known your love was nothing but the surface. I'm in the deep and I can't fight the current. Trying to keep my head above it. And you've been begging me to stay, to stay. Yeah. And I've been trying to be your way, yeah. But it's about to break us.
We are part of my conversation coming up with Lucas Trium of GoDaddy in today's News You Can Use. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your News You Can Use. Lucas Trium of GoDaddy. Join me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about how generative AI can help small businesses. It's a bit of our conversation.
Lucas, thank you again for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Cyrus. Thank you for having me.
Well, look, this is an important conversation for us, Lucas, because there's a lot of dialogue out there right now about AI, and of course some people are excited about it and the possibilities, others though not so much, so there is some reluctance. But what is generative AI? That may be a new term for our audience, and how can people use it in their day-to-day lives?
Yeah, generative AI is a relatively new and fast evolving technology that's capable of generating text, images, and other assets or data. It uses language models and AI in response to user prompts, or which is like a simple input in the form of plain English. You're right, there are risks associated with it, especially at the beginning of the curve, which was probably like 2 years back. And with the way the technology has been evolving, the risks have been significantly going down, and the benefits and the advantage of actually using it has skyrocketed. So to your first point where you mentioned that only 26% of small and micro business owners are currently using AI, and that's a number that's gone up over the past year. Last year that number was 11%, and now it's gone up to 26%. There is still a huge way to go up for this.
Are small business owners that are not using AI, are they then missing out when it comes to their business?
100%. I strongly believe that AI right now has evolved to a state where it should be used as both a personal assistant or a business assistant in multiple aspects of a small business owner.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. We'll have to go on tomorrow for more news. Message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By, music from our artist of the week, Justin Timberlake, and of course, entertainment, Spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversation Daily News today. Let us go make today amazing. Take care.